President Trump is hosting Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban today at the White House, and these two leaders share a penchant for demonizing the press and slamming critical coverage as, quote, fake news. Orban has done even more. His government and its allies have now taken control of most media outlets in the country, as NPR's Joanna Kakissis reports.
Pécs is a cobblestone university city in southern Hungary's wine country. It's the hometown of journalist Ferenc Nimerfro, and for more than 20 years, he worked at the local newspaper.
I started there when I was 21, and I grew up there. We really took reporting seriously and tried not to take sides.
Nimerfro rose to managing editor. Then in 2016, a company called MediaWorks took over the newspaper. MediaWorks is close to Prime Minister Viktor Orban and has been accused of turning its newspapers into government mouthpieces. Many of Nimerfro's colleagues quit in protest, but he needed the income to support his wife and children. As Christmas approached, he hung on.
Those of us who remained expected that the new owners would interfere with our work, so we were trying to figure out what we could do about it. And then in December, they summoned us to Budapest and fired us. I thought I'd never work in journalism again.
But journalists who support Viktor Orban's government usually land on their feet. Nimerfro's former colleague Mate Boka is now the editor-in-chief of the newspaper funded by the Pécs municipality. He tells me about his newspaper's mission. We want to strengthen patriotism, he says, and improve the economy. We want to show citizens how to contribute to this. Media scholar Marius Dragomir describes state-supported news outlets another way.
Very strongly anti-migration, very much anti-European Union.
In other words, Prime Minister Orban's nativist party line.
People tend to believe many of these things simply because they hear them from so many sources.
He explains how, over the last decade, Orban and his supporters have systematically taken control of most of the country's media.
You have media regulators under your control, giving licenses to operate to TV stations that only they want. You have control over a public service and a broadcaster that has nationwide coverage. You have control over money, state advertising money going to media. And you have control over 60-70% of the commercial media outlets. Critical coverage is possible, but it's not impactful.
What does make an impact are the messages from state-supported media, which are often used to target government critics, even teenagers like Blanca Naj. After she spoke at a protest, one newspaper falsely claimed she was a delinquent who was flunking out of school. Several other media outlets reprinted the lie.
You can theoretically ask for a correction, but no one reads those. So the lie just becomes public knowledge.
Naj sued and actually won, although the newspaper is appealing the verdict. Ferenc Nimerfro, he's the editor who lost his job after an Orban ally took over his old newspaper. He wants no part of such personal smears. Rather than toe the official line, he and two former colleagues flipped open their laptops and started an online newspaper, Szabad Pécs, or Free Pécs.
We're not trying to topple the government. Nothing like that. We just want to report the facts and do it freely without interference.
The three-man team now works in a closet-sized office in downtown Pécs. It's all they can afford on the modest amount they've raised through crowdfunding and some ad revenue from a local hotel.
And you, what are you working on?
Nimerfro and a colleague tell me that Szabad Pécs reports on local issues such as defective streetlights, underfunded schools, and the increasing use of surveillance cameras. And they say that unlike pro-government media, they press local politicians for answers. But media experts say few Hungarians actually read independent online publications like Free Pécs.
How do you get your news here in Pécs? How do you get your news?
I spoke to 10 Hungarians in the city.
Do you know anything about this independent news portal?
Only three had heard of Free Pécs and none had read it. 56-year-old housewife Tunde Bátori says she doesn't read the government-backed newspapers either. She says she doesn't trust any Hungarian media outlets these days. So she calls her daughter in Ireland to find out what's happening in Hungary. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, Pécs, Hungary.